Christians in Syria are expecting to die. There's finally a silver lining to the mess in the Central African Republic. And do you know what Mount Everest and Moldova have in common? This and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As Syrian rebels continue their assault on Syria, outreach continues. Christians are reaching out to refugees and those displaced inside the country. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says Sunni Muslims are turning to Christ as a result. This kind of outreach is risky, especially inside Syria. Doyle says one of their partners, Aman, could be in trouble.
We have not been able to hear from him or his family for 5 weeks now. What we're praying is that he's just gone underground to stay out of the radar of those that might want to kidnap or possibly even kill him.
Doyle tells us Syrian Christians are prepared for the worst. One Christian told him,
"We fully expect to die. We believe that we'll be martyred, but we're not leaving. God has placed us here. Our people need us. The gospel is moving through this wicked time, and we're not going."
Join E3's 838 prayer effort on Facebook through a link at our website. Next, an update from the Central African Republic. Jim Hocking of ICDI, a group working with HCJB Global in the CAR, says they finally have some good news. HCJB Global raised enough money to replace radio equipment stolen last month. ICDI hopes to get the station back on the air by early May. Technology is lacking in CAR, and radio is the best way to communicate with people. Pray equipment would arrive safely. Pray the radio station will be on the air again soon. This is Mission Network News. An explosion that rocked political offices in Bangalore, India yesterday won't have an impact on Christian teaching tools being delivered there. Christian Resources International provides used Christian material to those requesting it. CRI's Executive Director Jason Wolford.
This particular shipment is headed to a ministry where the Bibles and Christian teaching tools are going to be utilized for theological seminary students who have a calling on their life but don't necessarily have the means to buy the Bibles and commentaries and Christian teaching tools that they need.
Wolford says the shipment will eventually reach far into India.
They're also going to be taking them to their surrounding campuses in more of the rural areas, schools where students from the rural villages of India will be receiving an education.
Wolford's encouraging you to help fund future shipments. Become a financial supporter through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, the day after tomorrow is Compassion Sunday. Tim Glenn of Compassion International says it's an important day for the church.
The church is God's answer to helping the poor. He's very much called the church to take care of the poor, the orphan, the widow.
This is the idea behind Compassion Sunday. It's a day for ordinary people to get their congregation involved in answering this call. Glenn says presenters aren't superheroes.
They're moms, they're uncles, they're whatever, who understand the importance of this cause, and they want to present it to their church.
Compassion provides everything you need. Find the details at missionnetworknews.org. Ask the Lord to give presenters peace. Pray they'll have words to describe the immense impact child sponsors can have.
It's a powerful relationship. If you get the right sponsor and the right child together, it can be incredible and make a huge difference in a child's life.
And what does Moldova have to do with Mount Everest? Well, not much at first sight, but Operation Mobilization's Freedom Climb ties the two together. The climb raises awareness and funding for projects that fight human trafficking. Projects like Beginning of Life, which rescues trafficked women in Moldova. It's Europe's poorest country, and over 100,000 people there fall prey to trafficking. Learn more at our website, Pray Strength for Women on the Freedom Climb. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa need prayer. Sat7 wants to help you do that with a free set of Sat7 bookmarks. They're a great resource to start your prayer group or missions discussion. Keep one in your Bible or give the others away as a reminder to pray for Sat7's ministry in the region. Get your free bookmarks at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.